evening, good
Love
evening,
Talk Radio.
Everyone. Good evening, everyone. This is Maida Figueroa Clark, the Love Expert. I am here filling in for Dom Rector, the amazing Love Unleashed founder of this Love Blog Radio. And I'm here today really to remind you that today is a new day. And as we move on to new and improved things, that we're always looking at what the horizon has and being present in today. We are so blessed and so lucky to have an amazing woman coming on the radio this evening. This woman has a story that will blow your mind. Her name is Natasha Mail, and I'm going to let her speak of who she is and what she does. I have been privileged to have her come to my next event for single women only, September 17th. She's coming to share her story at that conference. So without further ado, please, I would love to introduce you. Is Tasha, are you there? Thinking we're having some, I think we're having some technical difficulties getting her in here, but we have our friends at it. While we're here, I would love to talk to you about my next single event. So it's for single women only. This event is gonna blow you out of the water. We have speakers who are coming in from all over the country speaking on wellness and singleness, fitness and singleness, finances and singleness. You know, I had one woman call me and say, I've never heard of a conference that is solely focused on single women. And you know why I'm solely focused on single women? This time in American history is the first time that we've ever had this many, 1% in 2016 of singleness. Well, without further ado, I think we have our switchboards working now, and we're going to have Tasha Mail. Tasha Mail, are you here with us now?
I am.
Hey, how are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Oh, great. It's so good to hear your voice. So I was
Likewise.
Just
Thanks
a
for
bit
having
about
me.
You. And I really want to make sure that you remember, we were just talking about who you are and what you do. If you could share with all of our audience members, how did you become Natasha Mail, the fitness guru?
Awesome question. It actually started as a result of me just investing in myself. Initially, I wore 271 pounds, was morbidly obese by physician standards, and I just knew that I had to make a change within, first of all, not physically, what you could see, just within. There were some things that I was dealing with that I needed to address. And as a result of me addressing those issues within, people began to see the fruit of my labor on the outside and was attracted to that and asked for me to begin to help them. So as a result of that, I began to become a student of it and learning more about nutrition and triggers and issues that people never, ever deal with because, one, they've buried it and don't realize that it's an issue, or, two, they don't recognize that the issue even exists until someone actually helped them to recognize it, and then it begins to manifest in different areas. And a lot of times it manifests in food because it's our go-to. We eat when we feel good to celebrate, and then we eat when we feel bad to help us get over that moment. So oftentimes, any challenges that you're having or any celebrations that you're having, we go after food. So as a result of my own personal journey of losing over 100 pounds is what developed into the fitness guru.
So hold up, Natasha. You were 271 pounds?
271. Now, let me just give this disclaimer. That was the last time I weighed myself. That's the last weight that I remember. I probably was more than that. But I remember my last weigh-in being 271 pounds. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about those numbers kind of shook you in terms of health and wellness? What was it that shook you? What was your why?
Yeah, it wasn't even so much the numbers because I stand 5'7 tall, so for years I was able to get away with it because of my height. And then already I have an athletic build, so I was able to kind of, you know, just make things work, if you will. Like most women do, we cover up with our clothes. And because I still had the curves and, you know, I felt like I looked good, even with the weight, I just kind of suppressed the number. So the number really didn't do anything for me. It's when I really began to look at myself, not just look at myself, but look at myself, eyeball to eyeball, and to say, what happened? What's going on? Mm. How did you allow yourself to go? How did you even allow yourself to get out of control? Not even so much what's eating you, but what are you eating? Not so much what you're eating, but what's eating you? Because it's not all the time about what we're eating, the foods that we're eating. I know a lot of overweight vegetarians. I know a lot of them. So it's not so much of what you're eating, but it's what's eating you. So I had to come to terms with that. I had to look at myself and be true with myself. You know, a lot of times we can be true with everybody else. We can tell everybody else what they need to do. But what about you? What about you? And so for me, when I began to really look within and search out some areas that I hadn't quite dealt with, when I began to look back and say, hey, how did you get here? When did all of this begin? Is when that just begin to develop in me, change. And I didn't have, like a lot of people have goals of, you know, they want to lose weight for this or they wanted to lose weight for that. I wanted to lose weight to be better in my health. I remember waking up in the middle of the night trying to catch my breath and saying, oh, no, this is dangerous. Something has to give. Because here's the thing with the mind. The mind does not know if you are awake or asleep. So if I didn't wake up out of my sleep, it's very likely that that could have been my last breath. So you have to help yourself. You have to help yourself, you know. And, you know, that began to get my attention. And then also I have two children, one that has special needs. And I did not want to leave him here as a burden on anyone else to take care because of something that I could have prevented. I had full control of taking back my health. So because of those things and really coming to terms with I had let myself go was my why of, okay, you got to get your life back. Because what you see on the outside is just a clear indication of what's going on the inside. It's a clear indication of what's going on the inside. And I had to begin to cleanse within. And as a result of me beginning to cleanse within and ridding the weight within, people begin to see it on the outer. But I had to rid a lot of weight within. I can't even tell you how much weight I lost inner weight that I lost, but I was carrying a lot of weight within, and then what people saw on the outside was just simply the fruit of my labor. It was the bonus. I call it the bonus from God, because when God wants to get your attention, he will meet you exactly where you are. So whatever your why is, he'll meet you right there, but he's trying to get your attention for some other things, because I know that me losing over 100 pounds back then, and in fact, he told me that. I remember having an adult tantrum with him one day, as we all do. What am I doing all this for? You know, I did everything that I know to do, and I haven't lost a pound, you know. And I remember clearly God saying that it's not just about you. Like, get over you already. And I talked back, and I said, well, God, who is it about? Because right now, it's just you and I. So I don't know who you're talking. I don't know who you're talking about, but right now it's just you and I. But because it's my heart's desire to please God, I continued in the process. So I know that moment prepared me for these moments. So it's so important that we take advantage of the moments, because you're not just where you are today, just for today. It's planning for your next day, your next month, your next year. So because of that is the reason why I held on to my why to continue. Pure obedience. Because I knew that there was something attached to it, because he said so. It's not just about you. And whatever that was, I wanted to be obedient to bring that through.
Wow. You know, something you said just kind of ran to me when you looked in the mirror and you said, what is going on with me? What is going on with me? Like looking to that mirror and truly like looking at yourself eyeball to eyeball. We live such busy lives here in the DMV area and in this country in general. We're so busy. And, being a mom adds on to that busyness.
Mm-hmm.
And many times we don't even look at ourselves. We don't even examine who we are, what is going on. That resonated with me on just such a deep level. I'm so grateful for Domley and this radio show, IAmLoveUnleashed.com. Please go follow IAmLoveUnleashed.com. Follow her in everything that we can put into love ourselves. And this is a big deal, especially for single women. Can you speak a little bit, singleness and wellness and fitness and body? Is there any relation to that?
Yeah, it's a lot of relation, and I always tell single women to take advantage of the time that you have now, especially if you're looking to get married, you don't have children. Like, take advantage of your singleness and make sure that you're well. And well does not just mean physically; it means mentally, spiritually, socially, complete, full circle. So make sure that you're taking advantage of this time and making sure that you're well. And what does that mean exactly? It means investing in you, because we invest in everything and everybody else, and then we leave the rest for ourselves, and we're burnt out. So that leaves us with no investment. So we're looking for a return on investment, but we haven't put anything in to get the return. So being single and well and whole, it's very important. This is my second time around being single, if you will. I was married before, and it was such a place of being still to heal. You know, a lot of times people get out of relationships and they jump right back into another to get over the person or whatever the case may be. But you have to be still in order to heal. And I took that time to be still so I could heal. I'll say that again. You got to take the time to be still so you can heal. And it's not even just in singleness. It's in life in general. You have to take time to be still, because you're going and going and going and going, and you're not looking within to see where your deficits are, especially for the people that help. They're what I call the help ministers. They go out and they help everybody else, so they're give, but then they never replenish. So they're left empty while they're given to everyone else. So you have to take the time, not just make it. You have to take it, because sometimes you can't make it. You literally have to put yourself on your schedule and then don't cancel.
Wow. Oh my goodness. That is mind-blowing. I love the still to heal, you know. We have a friend that is in the hospital right now, and she had to go through some emergencies, what have you. And the one thing that doctors always tell you after you come out of surgery is what? Be
rest.
Still. Just rest. Rest, because that's what the body is. And what you're saying is that mentally, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, that is how we get the healing that we need as well.
Yes.
Isn't that contrary to what the world we live in now, though? I mean, Tasha,
Absolutely. I mean, you hear a bunch of hustle and grind and sleep when you die. No. That is not the will of God for your life. You better rest, because if you don't rest, your body will rest itself, and it won't be the way you want to rest. My bonus dad, you know, said years ago, he was an entrepreneur, and he would always say, don't wait until you need it to go get it. Go get it, so when you need it, you got it. Now, he was talking about money, but I have transferred that principle into every area of my life. So in the sense of health, in the sense of rest, don't wait till you need it to go get it. Go get it, so when you need it, you already have it.
So how do you balance it? You are an entrepreneur. You are a single mom of two children.
Yep.
Right? How do you balance making sure that you are because you got to bring, you're the only breadwinner, Tasha.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, how do you make sure that you are doing these things?
Yeah. So number one, I make me the priority.
Mm-hmm.
So I start with me. I make me the priority, and I do not cancel me. I do not cancel on me. So anything else has to come under me. So I'll give you an example. My workouts are very important to me. So
mm-hmm.
I get up at 4:30 in the morning, and I make sure that I get my workout in. It's not it's not something that I cancel, because here's the thing. How is it that you can have respect for somebody else but no respect for yourself? Because once you give your word to somebody, you're not going to take it back if you have any integrity.
Right.
So how is it that you can give your word to yourself? You've committed to yourself, but you're so easy to take it back.
Wow.
My commitment to me is priceless. It's not something that I waver with. It's not something that's a possibility. It is.
Right,
so on
right,
my calendar,
right.
I'm there, and that's what it is. So if someone call me and say, hey, I'd like for you to do this, and I look at my calendar, and it says, my time, I'm not available. And I stick to that.
That is fantastic. What other? I know you said number one. What's number two? I'm sitting on the edge of my seat. I want to hear how you do it.
Yeah. So number two, I put my friends and family on notice. I let them know my me time, my time. So if they want to contact me or ask me to do something, they know, oh, she does this at this time, she does that at that time. So let's see if she's available this time. See, because you have to manage people's expectations. If you're always available when they reach out to you, then you're always available. But if you tell them in advance, this is my availability, then they know when to contact you or when not to, for that matter. Because you've already put them on notice. So you have to help people help themselves. You have to help you to help yourself. Because
wow.
you have these expectations of yourself. You have these responsibilities. But then if you're not telling anybody, they're infiltrating. And then that leaves you with frustration.
It's true.
So let's say you have a 9-to-5. You go to work. 9 times out of 10, your friends are not going to call you between the hours of 9 to 5, right?
Right.
The same is so with your personal time. This is my time from 10 to 2, whatever the time is you choose, put them on notice.
Mm-hmm. So number one is making yourself a priority and never canceling on yourself, having that commitment to self. You know, I love that. Because you're right, integrity is easier with other people. If I say I'm going to meet you somewhere at 5 p.m., I'm going to hustle to make sure I meet you at 5 p.m. I'm not going to cancel on you that easily unless a serious emergency has come, you know, about.
Mm-hmm.
But you are like, no, that's the same way I treat myself.
Exactly. Same exact way I treat myself.
My goodness. And then the second one is putting your friends and family on notice.
Yeah.
Now, that is so difficult. I mean, especially in my culture, in our culture, because we have a lot of people pulling on us in ministry, in family, even with our community. You know, there is an expectation that you will be there, like on a whim, that you will be there at 5 p.m., at 5 a.m., at 10 p.m., have you lost relationships because of this? I need to know.
Yeah, I haven't, because I call that train or be trained. One or the other is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Either
mm-hmm.
train or be trained. You either train to what you're going to do or you be trained to what they tell you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Train or be trained. Because here's the thing. If you don't allow it, it can't happen. It happens that way because you allow it.
Yep, that's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And people
that's
will respect boundaries if you have them, but if you don't have any boundaries, if you're always available, they're going to always reach out to you because that's how you train them. So you have to retrain in some instances.
Right.
In some relationships. And then if they can't respect that, you ask me if I've lost any friends, I have not. But if they can't respect that, then I don't even know if they were your friend to begin with.
Right.
Because we all should respect one another's boundaries.
Hmm. So talk about, now, how old are your children?
So now my children are 19 and 23.
Oh, they're not children anymore.
No, they're not children anymore. But I still have responsibilities with them because my 19-year-old is in his second year of college. And then, again, my 23-year-old has special needs. So I still care for him every single day. And even in that, I still make myself the priority.
That's what's amazing to me, Tasha. That is what is amazing to me, especially having someone who's differently abled than most children and still being able to do. How do you do? Do you have a community?
I do have a tribe, but with regards to day-to-day operations, you still have to make it happen. The tribe isn't there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And here's the thing, limits are learned. Limits are learned. And I just choose to live a limitless life.
What do you
mean
by that?
A life without limits. What I mean by that is because I have a child with special needs, that doesn't mean anything different to him not having special needs. Everybody has a need, whether it's special, extra, or not. Everybody has a need. So I don't put him in a box or my responsibilities for him in a box, those self-limits, because of the need. I just address them accordingly.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent. To me, that is fascinating to me. I also love what you talked about earlier during our conversation on taking advantage as a single woman taking advantage of that time. Can you share a few practical things that women could do even today, even this week, that would start just shifting their mind and shifting their calendar and shifting their wellness?
Well, first, you have to schedule. You got to schedule the time because, as the saying says, he who fails to plan plans to fail, right? So you have to plan. You have to plan. You have to make practical goals. You can't start today and say, all right, so I'm doing this, everything is X'd out. Again, it goes back to putting people on notice. You have to retrain some processes. So, one, creating a schedule, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, staying committed to the schedule that you've created. And make sure that it's practical, meaning that do it on a weekly basis. Don't say, okay, I'm going to make a schedule for 3 months, and it's one generic schedule, because things are going to have to change, right? So make a schedule week to week, and then go back and review and say, okay, this worked for this week, so let me change some things up for next week. And then begin to develop from that rotation your plan, your wellness plan. And in that plan, you want to make sure, again, that you're putting you first, whatever that looks like for you. You're putting you first. Like, I wear several different hats, right? Number one, I'm a mother. Two, my own wellness is very important because charity starts at home and then it's spread abroad. You can't go out and help everybody else and then you leave yourself with no help. Three, I'm a personal trainer. Four, I'm a coach. Five, I'm a general manager for a real estate firm. You know, so I wear several different hats, so I have to properly align those in the day. And then that proper alignment, I put me first, and then everything comes after. So I wake up at 4 o'clock for myself to make sure I get my own workout in. I train my first set of clients at 5 a.m. I come back home because now I have to get my son with special needs ready, so that means I have to bathe him, I have to lotion him down, I have to put his socks on, I have to put his underwear on, I have to put his clothes, his clothes on. So I'm giving you specifics so you can see the run of show. right? So then I have to get him ready, have to put him on the bus. Then I have to come back. I have to get myself ready because now I got to go to work and give the people that I gave my word to, give them 8 hours, right? But in that, I'm at the top. So I've already taken care of myself from the very beginning before I let anything else come in and interfere. So whatever that looks like for you or the callers that are on the line, you have to stay committed to that.
This is why she is one of our speakers, sisters, and gentlemen who are on the phone. I need you to hear the conviction in this sister's heart. I mean, she walks the walk. She talks the talk. But just the simple fact that you were able to release over 100 pounds.
Yeah.
And the way you talk about it, it's releasing so much more than those pounds. It was releasing the guilt. It was releasing the baggage. It was releasing so much more. That in itself is amazing.
Yeah.
This is why this is, I mean, you are going to blow it out. I honestly cannot wait. I mean, I'm so grateful that Dom has given me this opportunity to be here on Love Unleashed. But I know that your story is so much deeper and so much greater.
It is. It's all about renewing the mind. When you renew your mind, you win for a lifetime. Because here's the thing, I can train anybody to lose weight. God has gifted me with that. You know, you come to me, you're guaranteed to transform. But it goes beyond that. We have to deal with the mental first, because it's a mindset. It's a mindset. If you don't deal with the mind first, you'll revert right back to where you were. So you have to address the mind. It's developing that mental toughness to push through when you have people that are pressing up on you, right? It's developing that push through when you want to quit on yourself. It's a process of development, and it starts in your mind, because as a man thinketh, so is he. So if you think you're not going to finish, you're not. If you think you're a quitter, you are. It's all with what you think. It starts in the mind. I tell my clients and my coaching clients that if you believe whatever it is that you believe, whatever it is that you focus on, that very thing will expand. Whatever it is, whether it's positive or negative, whatever you focus on will expand.
And guess what? And I was just talking about that.
Thoughts are free. Thoughts are free. So why waste them on negativity?
They're free.
They're free. They're free. So why not think great thoughts?
And bring that forward into your life.
But it all starts with your mind. Because, see, here's the thing. I believe in affirmations and confessions, and I have to give that disclaimer before I say this statement, because you can say what you want to say out your mouth, but if you believe the opposite is going to show up in your life. So you can have these great affirmations and these great confessions, but if you don't believe them yourself, they'll never come to fruition.
Absolutely. My husband and I were just having that conversation in terms of relationships and in terms of being in a relationship. And so many women, have this mindset that men are whatever the adjective. Like my husband was saying, I just heard one young woman say, men are always after one thing, or black men never are to hold a job, or And so we were speaking to these women, and I said, this woman was like, well, what do you say to a woman that says there are no good black men here anymore? They're all gay, married, or in jail. And then I said, I would say to her, for you, that's where your men are.
Right.
For you,
exactly.
That's where your men are. Because if
that's
right. what you could look. If you're looking for an excuse, you can find it. If you're looking for damage, you can find it. But if you're looking for invigorating and abundant, you will find it.
That's exactly
right. It's not about just one man. It's about the 6 billion people who live on. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You attract who you are. So, what energy are you giving? What energy are you giving? And better yet, are you even ready to be in a relationship? Have you dated yourself?
Yeah.
Have you dated yourself? Do you know who you are? And that's where I see a lot of single women miss it, because they're so engaged in finding a mate when God is trying to date them. God is saying, you're not ready. I need to heal some holes that you have. I need to heal your soul.
Yeah.
But because they're so desperate, if you will, I mean, let's just be quite frank.
Yeah, let's
They lay all of that aside, you know, and they say, oh, I'm waiting on Boaz and this and that. But I'm like, do you really understand Ruth? You waiting on Boaz.
Hello.
But are you Ruth?
Hello.
Ruth? Because Ruth was working in the
all
field.
All the time. Because you can be asking for Boaz, who was well off, who was apparently handsome, who had his stuff together. And then you sitting up there unable to balance a checkbook, right, can't look straight, don't have any future goals. And the other part of it is, why are you searching?
Right.
Why
because
are you
searching?
Because
he's supposed to find you. Right.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
It's not your role. It's not your role to be looking. Stop looking. Ruth was not looking.
Yeah.
Ruth was serving. She was out giving. She was outpouring out to her mother-in-law. That's what she was doing.
Yeah.
You know, I always say Ruth is the best client you can have. She's so coachable. But she came back and she said, Mama, guess what? And her mama said, okay, here's what you're going to do. And she did exactly what her mother-in-law told her to do. That's a coachable client, wouldn't you say?
Exactly. Absolutely. And see, and it just goes back to another level of submission, because if you're not submitting to anybody, how are you going to even consider getting married?
Ooh, say that again. We need that recorded somewhere. You need to say that one more again. One more again, sister.
Yeah, because if you don't have anyone checking you and that you are willing to receive correction from, you can't even consider being submissive to anyone else, to your husband for that matter.
And I'm going to speak as a married woman. That is one of the hardest things that I have to really work through, is true submission.
Yeah.
In my marriage, my husband is the most accommodating, amazing man. And God calls me to, oh, yeah, but he has the last word. He could accommodate me when he said no, it's no. Like that.
Right.
But Lord. It's not about but Lord. It's about shut up.
Right.
And
see, that's why you
got
to. Right. Yeah, that's why you have to be in a place where you're whole, you're well. Because if not, you're going to frustrate the grace of your mate.
Yeah. Ooh, say that. Girl, you are full of them today. All right, you guys, okay, all your listeners, I need these listeners to start hashtagging some of this stuff. I want you all to hashtag right now, everybody, hashtag, you must be still to heal. Still to heal. Hashtag, still to heal. Because, I mean, this woman is, she's out of control. You're out of control. You are full of them. And then what was the other one about wholeness? You got to say that again to me.
Which one?
About you being whole. About you being whole. You don't
remember.
You're so good. It just came out from the Holy Spirit. It wasn't either something planned. It wasn't even written down somewhere.
Yeah.
This is just the Spirit speaking. But that's okay, because we recorded this, and we're going to send this out. If you guys want more information, www.loveunleashed.com. This is going to be recorded. You'll be able to hear this over and over and over again. Over and over and over again. So my next question to you came from one of my clients when I told her that I was going to be interviewing you. And one of the things that she said is, how do you know you're ready to take this transformation on, belief transformation? How do you know you're ready?
That's a great question. You know that it's time. You know that you have put it off long enough. I tell my son that warning always comes before destruction. God will never allow you to be sucker punched. So he will always tell you it's time. Although it's been time, he'll tell you when the time that it's time. Like, this is your last ditch effort.
Mm-hmm.
He will tell you that. Like I said, I woke up out of my sleep and said, okay, something's got to give.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll know that it's time. He'll tell you it's time. He'll send people in your life that has weight in your life to tell you. I remember my mom telling me, I want you to get that weight under control. I remember her telling me that so vividly, and I just overlooked it. For years, she would tell me that. So warning always comes before destruction. So you'll know when it's time. You know, I have a lot of clients that come to me, and I am called to the ready. So when people come to me, they are ready. When people are seeking me out, they'll tell me, I'm coming when I'm ready, because that's the energy I give. I'm not here to play any games. I'm here to address your goals. Your goals is my mission.
Yep.
So when you come to me, I'm ready. So you'll know, to answer the question, you'll know when you're ready because he'll tell you so. And the fact that she asked you to ask me that, she's ready. It's time.
Huh. I hope you're listening, sis. It's time.
And, you know, a lot of times people overwhelm themselves out of assumption of what they have to do, what they have to give up. Just jump in. I tell my clients, just execute. It's enough of being inspired. Everybody on this call, you know, they can get excited from what they're hearing. But if you do absolutely nothing with the inspiration, it's nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You have to execute right where you are with what you have and go, grow as you go. Because you'll never have all the twos at once, but it's as you go that you begin to grow.
Okay, that's
but you
another
have
hashtag,
to go.
Y'all. Grow as you go. Grow as you go. This is Body by Tasha. I mean, she's not joking here. I love the Just Jump In. That's actually a book that just came out. It says Just Jump In, and the tagline says, even if you can't swim. It's a great Christian-based book on really giving it your all in terms of ministry and in terms of, loving, deserving, and posting, things of that nature. But if you said just jump in, I was like, oh, my goodness, this is the third time I'm hearing that just today.
Just
that
jump in,
notion to act, just to act.
Yep.
Forget, just to act, not
because, you get so caught up on what if it don't. But what if it does?
Right.
What if it does? You have everything to gain. Forget losing. You have so much to gain.
Yeah.
So start. Just jump in. And like I tell my clients, it's swim or swim. Forget thinking. It's swim or swim. Forget about thinking. Just swim. Swim or swim.
Swim or swim.
Swim or swim.
What are some first steps that someone could do? What are some first steps that someone could do in terms of exercising or eating? First step.
Yeah, so I would say, for one, for eating, I would say begin to change your portions. I'm not saying change anything that you're eating. I'm simply saying change your portions. If you're having 4 pieces of chicken, take it down to 3. If you're having 4 sodas, take it down to 2. Just change your portions first. and then begin to decrease them week by week. And again, I haven't said anything about changing what you eat, just how much of it that you're eating. And as you begin to decrease that, then you can tap into the nutrition. But if you can first address your portions, you're on a winning streak. And how do I know? Because that's exactly what I did. It's exactly what I did. I should have stock in Pepsi because I would drink probably 4 or 5 20 ounces in a day. Everything I ate was fried. Everything I ate was fried. Mm-hmm. So what I began to do was change my portions, simply change my portions. So it went down from 5 or 6 to 3 or 4, and then to 2, and then to 1, and then to none just when I go out to dinner. And that was rare. I didn't go out to dinner much. So I went from having 5 or 6 Pepsis a day to 0 to me just having it when I went out to me not having it at all. And you're talking about somebody that was addicted to Pepsi.
Wow.
Went from frying foods to baking and broiling them. But just changing my portions from the beginning. And then as far as exercise, start where you are with what you have. Don't run out and buy no new shoes and new clothes and, you know, all of that carrying on. Start where you are with what you have. Right? You have 2 feet.
I'm from Sports Authority.
Yeah, because that's what people do. That's exactly what they do. I know because I've been there. I know because I've been training women and men for the last 6 years, so I know the excuses. And sometimes they're not even excuses. It's just their way of life. It's just their way of dealing with things. So I've heard it all. And because I've gone through it personally, I know how to address it.
Yeah.
But start where you are. You have 2 legs. You're used to walking anyway. Be intentional that you're going to walk 10 minutes to start. Then add 20. Then add 30. But start where you are, whatever it is, and then find something that you like. This is why at my studio, BBT Fitness Haven in Fort Washington, Maryland, we have specialty classes. We're not a gym. We have specialty classes because everybody doesn't want to be in the gym environment. In fact, it can be very intimidating to some. So we have a very quaint, intimate studio to address specific needs where we have spin, cardio boxing, step, group training, Zumba, turbo kick, just to name a few. Something in the classes that we offer, somebody's going to like one of them.
Right.
So find something that you like and stick to that. Commit to that. And in our environment, once you do your class, you're out. You're not standing around. You don't have anybody trying to pick you up and flirt with you because we are about wellness and fitness. When you come in, you come to work. We're not standing around talking and having a good time. We are coming to work. It's a specialty studio. So find something that you like and commit to it. If it's Zumba, commit to that. If it's spin, commit to that. That's exactly what I did. I'm not telling you to do anything I didn't do. When I started off, I started off walking. I would walk the Woodrow Wilson Bridge 2 times a week. I remember very vividly it was on Tuesday and Thursdays because I would do spin on Monday and Wednesdays. And that's all I did. That's all I did. I didn't buy anything. And I look back now and I wish I would have journaled that part of my journey because where I am now, but I was so focused on getting to the end of that piece that journaling and, you know, all of that wasn't even on my mind. But that's all I did. That's all I did. I started out walking and I started out with spin. Those were the only 2 things I did because I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was therapeutic for me. My friends used to joke me and say, when I first started trying to run, that I used to run, I used to jog like a snail. I didn't care. I got to my destination. And then eventually I passed all of them. But it didn't matter because it was my race, my pace.
Wow, that's right.
See, your race is not going to look like everybody else, so your pace is not going to look like everybody else.
That's right.
So focus on your race and go at your pace. But definitely challenge yourself to change. And a part of challenging yourself to change is limiting those portions. starting to do more than just your normal.
Yeah, that's easy to do.
Those yeah, it's
small
easy.
Small little steps, it's easy to say, instead of having 6 Pepsis this week, I'm going to have 5. I know many.
Yeah.
I know many individuals who have quit smoking like that. One person
yeah.
decided instead of smoking, 20 cigarettes, I'm going to smoke 18, and she would take 2 out and then and crush them. And then she went
yeah.
from 18 to 10, and from 10 to just on Saturdays and Sundays, and then from Saturdays and Sundays just on Saturdays, and then now she's quit and she doesn't even miss it because what you're doing. Is giving, see, it's back to that mindset, right, Tasha? It's back.
That's
it.
Good.
It's just giving your body, your mind, your spirit permission. You're giving
yes.
it permission to make a choice, right?
Yep.
You're not restricting. You're not saying you can't have any fried food, you can't eat any chocolate, cut out all sugar. You're just giving permission
yep.
to cut out. So now, again, you mentioned this earlier, you're taking control back.
Yep.
Instead
That's
of getting out of control, I'm just going to have french fries once a week as opposed to every
yes.
day for lunch. So
yes.
Wednesday is going to be my special day where I eat my french fries. I'm going to
yep.
enjoy every one of my french fries. And so really enjoying that and feeling that, this is really pearls right here, pearls of wisdom that I'm getting out from Tasha Mayo. Can you say your fitness center again, please, so everybody can
sure.
hear how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, so the fitness center is Body by Tasha Fitness Haven. It's located at 10903 Indian Head Highway, Suite 102 in the rear. You can find us at www.bodybytasha.com. Click on classes, and you'll see all the classes come up, and you can just select. It is a prepay process that you have to go through, so you actually register for the class so we know that you're coming and we expect you, so when you come there we're able to receive you in an intimate manner. You can find me across all of the social media platforms at Body by Tasha, again Tasha with an O, T-O-S-H-A. That's Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. thank you. You could also find Miss Amazing Tasha Mayo and September 17th for women, for singlewomenonly.com.
Yes.
For singlewomenonly.com. Oh my gosh, do you know we're almost sold out, Tasha?
I love it. Amazing.
We have three,
absolutely amazing.
3 VIP tickets left. Just 3 VIP tickets left. Just only 3 VIP
Just
tickets
three.
Left.
Just 3. I love it.
And
awesome.
We have 15 seats left, which is basically a table and a half. And then that's
mm-hmm.
it. And we're 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away, and
it.
We are almost sold out. And that is, I've done events before in the DMV area. Washingtonians wait for the last minute.
Last
to
minute,
register.
Don't they? I don't know. I was talking to somebody about that last night. They wait till the last minute. And then when it sells out, they want you to perform a miracle.
Right.
So,
last.
Yeah, definitely grab those tickets. It's definitely worth
last.
The investment. It's worth the investment, and you have to invest in yourself. And I tell people this all the time, that you have to invest in yourself before you can ever think anybody else will invest in you, because they have
yeah.
to see that you are an invested partner in it before they even consider partnering
mm-hmm.
with you. So you
yeah.
have to make the investment in yourself. And, it's time out to be trying to figure things out, on your own. For me, I have mentors that have gone far beyond where I am. And my thing is, it doesn't make sense for me to spend years of trying to figure it out on my own, doing all these Google searches, trying to mismatch and add things up, when they've already cut the trees down. They've already
exactly.
went through the process. They've already made mistakes. So I can go
exactly.
directly to them and say, hey, what did you do? And what should I not do? And accelerate
right. exactly.
accelerate my path, because they've already cut the trees down for me. Like, I don't understand why people, want to save 15 cents, but really losing, I can't even say how much, at least several thousands, waiting around for years and years and years, and to only be left at the same place.
Where
if you
place.
Have mentors, in your life, when you make investments in these conferences,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
it's your shortcut to increase.
Yes.
And again, And again, I invest in myself with conferences, with mentors every single year. I have a line item, a budget, a line item in my budget for self-investment.
Yes, indeed.
For self-investment, because it doesn't make sense.
The weekend of my own
to.
Conference, I'm going to Lisa Nichols' conference. That same weekend, I've invested in Lisa Nichols because I know that I don't need to reinvent. There's no YouTube video, nothing that can make it better than me seeing it live.
Exactly.
And investing
exactly.
in yourself.
You being in the room, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. So I am super excited. I'm super excited. You know, just like that, the information that I've shared on this call, it's no way you can go and pick that up from a bunch of different people. And that's another thing. People have to stop having this smorgasbord mentality. You listen to this one, you listen to that one, you're just pulling from everybody like you're on a buffet. No, you have to settle down with one mentor, maybe two, depending on what you're working on, and laser focus in on that. Because if not, you're going to be all over the place.
Yeah.
So it's time out for the smorgasbord, you know, mentality. Because everybody has something to say. You need to find out who shares your energy? Who's providing exactly what you need? Who's the expert in the field that you are aspiring to be? Who is that person for you? And then most importantly, ask God.
Yes. Yes. And who's been there? I mean, this is the one thing that I know I look for when I'm looking for someone to help me through my fitness and wellness journey. I'm going to look for someone who's been in the 200. Don't tell me that you've been 140 pounds your whole life and now you're in training. I mean, no offense to those individuals.
Yeah, no. I mean, because it's all about relatability.
Exactly.
It's all about relatability.
Me,
and, you know, I tell
me,
my clients it's almost like a – go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but for me, I need someone. I'm going to need someone who's been there. Right? So I can say, oh, I know she's been there. I know she's gone through it. You know, someone asked me, well, you're married. Why are you working with single women? I said, I'm working with single women aspiring to be married. I'm married.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there. I've been that single woman on Fridays and Saturday nights thinking about my loneliness and my eggs growing old and not being able to ever have children. I've been there. And so that's it. It's about finding that person who's been through it and then seeing what they've done and just duplicating it. It's just, you know, repeat. What is it? Wash, rinse, repeat. That's it.
Yeah. Wash, rinse, repeat. I like that. Yep.
Right,
absolutely.
We have about 5 minutes left. I want you guys to invest in yourself. This is your fitness guru right here. She has been through the storm. She has that story. That story that everyone goes through. I am so sorry. I'm not sure what happened there.
I'm back now. But yeah, I don't know what happened. I hear you now. It went dead for a second. Yeah.
But we're back. We're flowing again. You know, it is important that you invest in your body, in your wellness, in yourself, that you take back your calendar, that you take back your schedule, you take back your life, your health. You know, listen to these words of pearls that are coming from Tasha, Body by Tasha with an O. Please follow her. Please get in touch with her. If you are not ready, because you know you got to be ready. Like she said, I am called for the ready. You heard her, right? She was playing. Don't come to her saying, I want to lose weight, and then you ain't come back. Mm-mm.
Right.
She says she's called for the ready. So I need, if you feel like you're not ready, I need you to write this down for all your other friends and family members who are ready, who are looking, who they're looking for that individual that they can relate to, that they can push forward, that they can, again, you know, wash, rinse, and repeat what Tasha did. I mean, Tasha gave some very good practicals, cutting back on your portion. So instead of eating 15 Snickers a month, you eat 10 Snickers a month.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of eat, you know, that my weakness is chocolate. That is my biggest weakness. That's at about 2 p.m. almost every day. My whole body goes, ooh, I could use a little bit of chocolate right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I start seeking. I start seeking my little chocolate sticks wherever I can get it, you know?
Yeah,
Right? Is that true? I'm gonna confess right here on live radio. There's one time I could not find chocolate, so I got a piece of a cracker and some Nutella. You know that hazelnut chocolate, and that was
yeah.
my chocolate.
Yeah.
I couldn't find any Snickers. I couldn't find Mr. Goodbar. I said, okay, I need chocolate. But that is my weakness. But now I'm going to start using these things for me, Tasha.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start
awesome.
Thinking, how can I just do what I with what I have? If it is walking,
yep.
then I can walk.
Yep,
if it
absolutely.
Is biking, then I can. I mean, I love that being intentional about your wellness. I love that being intentional and being in control.
Right, being in control, yep. Absolutely.
So
taking your life back.
Words, any last words before we close out?
Yes, I would, you know, just say start where you are with what you have and stick to it. Stick to it. Whatever it is that you commit to, stick to it. Come high water, low water at all, just stick to it because you're worth it. Your health is your true wealth. Your health, your body is the vehicle that does everything else. So you want to make sure that it's in premier, that it's in premier health, not just mediocre or it's okay, but premier, that you exceed where you're supposed to be and grow from there.
I love it. I love it. All right, listeners. I really want you to take these pearls of wisdom. Once you get the recording, please share this to all. This is from IAmLovedUnleashed.com. You can hashtag that right now, IAmLoveUnleashed.com. That is like unleashing love. And this is really about love for your body, for your temple. But you only have one home, and that's your body. You've got to take care of that one home in order to live. Please take these on. Reach out to my sister Tasha only if you're ready. If this resonates with you, do not waste another minute. Find her on social media, Body by Tasha, on all platforms. This is Maida Figueroa Clark, signing off for loveunleashed.com. I will see you on September 17th, and you and I together are going to pour into the women that are coming in. If you want to get your ticket, forsinglewomenonly.com. No numbers, just the words forsinglewomenonly.com. I'll see you guys there. Go get your ticket and buy one and bring a friend. I love you guys. Remember, love unleashed. Live a life that would always be worthy. Signing off. I'll see you guys. Bye, Tasha.
Bye, Myra. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.